The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. Today, we have sort of an experiment for this Monday mini. We wanted to try something different. We wanted to try something light because a lot of the news is very stressful right now. A lot of the topics we talk about has been stressful, and we thought we'd give ourselves and you a break. So today we thought we would just take some quizzes together, and hopefully we posted them on social media. You can take them along with us. We would love for you to send in what answers you got, whether you think what we got was right or wrong. Place your bets, but probably don't really gamble. But if you want, you know, I think it'll be really fun. I'm going to learn so much about you, Samantha.
Yeah, and you know what? I just found out that there's an actual, I think with BuzzFeed, they have it where you can do live quizzing with each other.
Oh.
Yeah, so we may have to pull that out as one of our, hey, let's hang and see if we can do this together.
Yeah.
Kind of like our Netflix party. But yeah, we please, when you hear this episode, if you haven't already, send us your stories. Show us your results. We would love to see all of that. I feel like some of you who are friends of the show, we might already know.
Yeah. And so the way this is going to work is, I have chosen three quizzes. Samantha has chosen three quizzes. I have taken my three. She has taken her three. So I'm going to administer the ones I've chosen to Samantha, and she's going to take them and vice versa for me. And then we shall debate whether we think it was correct or not. And some of these don't have too much to do with feminism, and some of them do. So got a mix. Actually, it's probably really obvious right at the top what kind of things we picked. But,
right. You know. It's part of our interest group, to be really honest.
All right. Yes, it's true. We share a lot of the same interests. So for the first one, we are going to start with a How Stuff Works quiz called Which Feminist Icon Are You?
Ooh.
So I am going to administer this quiz to Samantha.
When you say the word administer, it's almost like you're going to give me a shot or a procedure. It's really creepy.
It makes it sound much more serious than it actually is. All right. So, Samantha.
Yes.
What is your go-to power outfit? Tailored pants and a blouse. Whatever I feel like that day. Nicely pressed pantsuit, a dress skirt, and a blazer.
The first one.
Okay. Interesting. How would the people in your inner circle describe you? Ambitious, powerful, brainy, reliable.
Probably reliable.
Reliable's good. Can you tell us the nearest cause to your heart? Gender equality, climate change, education, or underprivileged youth?
Oh, that's a tough one because I kind of go back and forth between the gender equality and underprivileged youth. Like it's, I'm probably going to say, yeah, underprivileged youth.
Underprivileged youth.
It starts with these kids.
Yeah. If you went to a protest rally, what could we read on your sign? Nasty women make herstory, fight like a girl, strong women, may we be with them, May we be them, may we raise them. Women's rights are humans' rights.
Probably the last one.
Okay. Which of these quotes speaks to you the most? If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. Margaret Thatcher, I am no bird and no net ensnares me. I am a free human being with independent will. Charlotte Bronte, there is no gate, no lock, no bolt that you can set upon the freedom of my mind. Virginia Woolf, one isn't born courageous, one becomes it. Marjane Satrapi.
I'm going to go with that last one, more likely.
Where would you like to see your greatest success? In the boardroom, in your creativity, in your education, in politics?
I'm going to go with creativity.
Okay. How would you describe yourself? Troublemaker, risk taker, tenacious, humble?
Probably tenacious.
Tenacious, yeah. And what space do you see the most inequality? In every place, in the workplace, in the classroom, in our laws?
Every place.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Are you quick to help others? Always. I help myself first. I make sure I can help before I do anything. Life is about service.
Yeah, that last one.
Okay. How do you motivate yourself? Taking a walk, reading books, saying personal mantras, or working out?
It's so hard. It's quarantine. Silence. So everything's changed.
It's true. That is true.
What was the first one? Reading books?
Taking a walk.
I want to go with reading books right now.
Reading books. What animal most represents you? Lion, deer, owl, wolf?
Wolf.
Wolf. Lone wolf.
Yes.
Can you tell us what is most essential in your life? Choice, freedom, books, love.
Choice.
Choice. Who's your favorite female superhero? Jessica Jones, Wonder Woman, Jean Grey, or Storm?
I'm going to go with Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
Which Game of Thrones female character is the ultimate power player? Daenerys Targaryen, Sansa Stark, Arya Stark, or Catelyn Stark? Lots of Starks.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Sansa. She ended up coming on top.
That's true.
I mean...
Who is the classic film heroine you are most like? Ellen Ripley, Hermione Granger, Princess Leia, Clarice Starling. And I just want to say that two of those I introduced you to.
You did. I'm going to go with Clarice Starling.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I mean, I'm no princess.
I suppose. What does your ideal day off look like? Taking a drive to the beach, reading a book, learning something new, or doing volunteer work?
Where's the Netflix and sit moment? Where's that one?
I feel like it's reading a book.
I don't want to think that hard all the time. No, I'm just playing.
Right now,
I feel like it's probably learning something new because I've been doing a few things.
Yeah, you've been knitting. You got the tarot.
I mean, and then, you know, I've been doing the Star Wars, things that I wouldn't do on my own.
It's true. Okay. Which time period is the right fit for you? The 1960s, the 1980s, the 2000s, the 1970s?
Yeah, as a woman of color.
I know.
I want to stay away from all of those. I wouldn't mind revisiting 1980s because I was there, but can't remember everything.
You were there, but can't remember. I got it. All right. Can you name the movie genre you watch the most? Adventure, rom-com, sci-fi, or drama?
Adventure.
Adventure. What should be required reading for all young women? Little Women, A Wrinkle in Time, Ella Enchanted, To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah. Yes.
How would you describe your ideal partner? I don't need one. Intelligent, inspiring, or compassionate?
Compassionate.
One. Out
this
of the many girl power.
Quiz.
I know. Out of the many girl power songs, can you name one as your theme song?
Oh, like right now?
Oh, sorry. Yes. I got to give you the choices.
Oh.
Run the World, Girls, Confident, Just a Girl, or Firework?
Run the World, because I don't know if I know any of the other songs.
Oh, really? I know all of those. All right. What snack energizes you when you're taking a break from conquering the world? Power bar, celery and peanut butter, almonds, or guacamole and chips?
Guacamole. Give me that.
Yeah, pretty solid. Once you've achieved your goals, where would you want to build your dream home? In the city, by a lake, in the mountains, in the tropics?
Right now, I feel like by a lake.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It would be, right?
Can you think of a job you would like to see more women do? CEO, airline pilot, engineer, or politician?
Politician. Right now, yeah. I would really wish I could all by women.
Who is a celebrity you would want to be a power couple with? Daniel Craig, Daniel Radcliffe, Ryan Gosling, or John Legend? The look on Savannah's face is very
concerned.
I have
to think of this, like, first of all, no Radcliffe. Why? He's like a baby.
He's my age, so.
Oh, yeah, y'all are babies. No. No.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
That sexiness.
Can you name a female celebrity you would want to be your bestie? Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Hudson, Reese Witherspoon, or Emilia Clarke?
Who's Emilia Clarke? Why can't...
She's Daenerys.
Oh, Daenerys. Okay, her name is spelled differently in it. Yeah, her.
Her. All right. Which female-led band has heavy rotation on your playlist? Blondie, Eurythmics, No Doubt, or The Pretenders?
No Doubt.
No Doubt, yeah.
You know. So good.
Can you tell us a legendary queen you would want to go back in time and meet? Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth I, Cleopatra, or Catherine the Great?
Cleopatra. I want to see what she's about.
Yeah. What's going on with Cleopatra?
I need to know. Are the myths true?
Are the myths true? Would you rather be a leader or a follower? Leader, follower. I prefer to do my own thing. I can be whatever's needed.
I can be whatever's needed.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of my thing.
Who is a woman you consider a role model? Oprah Winfrey?
My God, this is a long quiz.
It's almost over. Amal Clooney, Meghan Markle, or my mother? I'm your mother.
Meghan Markle.
You got Michelle Obama.
Woo! Yeah! I will take that. Give me that.
Yeah. It
Give
says,
me that.
Like the former first lady, you want to be of service to the world. You like to bring people together because you know how to use people's strengths to enact change and get things done. You use your intelligence and work ethic in every area of your life. Because of this, people look to you when they're in doubt. Congratulations!
And who are you?
I got Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I like that. So we started out with a feminist one. Yes. And now we're going to do a slew of sillier ones.
Yes, apologies. We decided, we were like, we like these quizzes. And then we're like, wait.
Yeah.
maybe we should be a little more specific. So the first one, because we love it so much, it's going to be, from me that is the Avengers quiz.
Yes.
And this is going to be only 8 questions, so.
Okay.
However, there is a lot of options, so make sure you're listening.
All right.
You're listening. Okay. So pick one word to describe yourself. Eccentric, honest, complex, courageous, secretive, poised, scrappy, passionate, genius, loyal, sarcastic, mischievous, energetic, proud, or ambitious.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
See,
I think I'm going to go with passionate.
Okay. Which superpower or skill is most awesome to you? Genius engineer, super durability, super strength, weather control, master spy, super agility, ability to shrink, telekinesis, master inventor, expert marksmanship, expert pilot, magic skills, spider senses, teleportation, or all of them?
All of them,
yeah.
Obviously.
I feel like that's an obvious answer.
I mean, what else?
Right. Your favorite subject in school was... Shop, history, chemistry, gym, foreign language, international studies, recess, debate, physics, study hall, lunch, English, science, biology, all of the above.
It's tempting. I think it was physics.
Yeah, I feel like that could be up your alley. Yeah. Which Disney animated character do you most identify with? I have to be honest, I didn't know half of these. Cuzco?
Yeah.
All right. Cuzco, Jiminy Cricket, Grumpy, Sully, Megara, Simba, Robin Hood, Esmeralda, Stitch, Eeyore, Flynn Rider, Maleficent, Rapunzel, Merlin, or Chernabog?
Chernabog. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Rapunzel.
Rapunzel? Okay. That was unexpected.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What is your dream job out of the following? CEO, coach, scientist, athlete, spy, royalty, comedian, writer, inventor, FBI agent, pilot, magician, director, doctor, ruler of all.
I mean, that's tempting, but I'm going to go with writer.
Okay. I thought maybe you were going to do it. FBI agent.
I'm tempted, but I don't think it's true.
All right. Pick a food or drink to have right now.
Okay.
Cheeseburger, cake, green tea, steak. Pasta, water, ice cream, cookies, frappuccino, snow cone, donut, fruit, pizza, bagel, coffee.
Right now, I'm really craving pizza. And the only reason it's not cheeseburger because our super producer Andrew's background is a cheeseburger. Because I recently had a cheeseburger, finally.
Yes.
So pizza is next.
All right. So pick a weekend activity. Throwing an epic party. In these climate wet.
Yes.
Watching a baseball game. Relaxing and reading. Hitting the gym. Traveling. Spending time with family. Working my weekend job, volunteering, inventing something, catching up with an old friend, going to an awesome concert, pulling pranks with my friends, studying for school, perfecting a hobby, planning my goals.
Well, we all know how I love to pull pranks, but I think it would be traveling, which, yes, is not really a thing right now. But if I could,
one day,
that's what it would be. Yeah.
One day.
Yeah. One day.
We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Okay, which of these characters would you most want to have dinner with? And these are all Avengers characters. So, Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Black Panther, Ant-Man, Scarlet Witch, Shuri. Is that how you say her name?
Yep.
Okay, Shuri, Winter Soldier, Star-Lord, Loki, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, or Thanos?
I guess it has to be Winter Soldier, even though I think he'd be a terrible dinner
That
companion.
Sounds awful. He's just going to be brooding.
I know, but I'm going to have to ask him some questions to get
well,
to the bottom.
Well, you, my friend, are Wanda Maximoff,
what?
A.K.A. Scarlet Witch.
You're A.K.A. the most powerful Avenger.
It's true. Hey. You're a passionate, caring person who fights for what you believe in. You always sit out from the crowd, but you prefer to lay low and spend time with close friends. That's actually on.
And you,
I was Bucky.
So maybe that's why we fit together so well.
There you go. That's why.
All right. My next one is a Harry Potter quiz.
All right.
One of two that we have.
Of course.
Of course, we both bought one. This is a which Harry Potter character are you, also from How Stuff Works. So, which of these jobs best suits you, Samantha? The Minister of Magic, an R, a professional Quidditch player, or a store owner?
I'm going to go with or.
Or? Which of the seven deadly sins is your biggest flaw? Pride, wrath, envy, greed, or other? Greed slash other.
Possibly envy.
Envy. The text written under your yearbook picture would say, the witch wizard most likely to succeed, most likely to be in the Daily Prophet, class poltergeist, most likely to be the headmaster or mistress of their own school.
What was the first one?
Most likely to succeed.
No, definitely not that. Next.
Most likely to be in the Daily Prophet.
And the third one was?
Class poltergeist.
Yeah, probably that. I'll definitely be a poltergeist soon.
Okay. And your group of friends, you are the mastermind, the leader, the sarcastic one, the one who does their own thing.
I'm the sarcastic one.
Yep.
It's true.
Yep.
It's true.
People are jealous of me because I am very smart, I am very popular, I have amazing friends, or I am powerful.
I have amazing friends.
Yeah, you do.
I really do. I have a really good set of friends.
Your friend was badly hurt in a fight. What do you do? Cry? Go after the person who hurt them? Tell them that you will be there for them. Friends? What friends?
Tell them I'll be there for them.
Mm-hmm. Your friend was just accused of betraying you. How do you react? Where's the evidence? I would never doubt my friends. I would never believe it. I would never speak to them again.
What was the first one again?
Where's the evidence?
Where's the evidence? I need to know the evidence. It's true.
Mm-hmm. If you could revive any of the Hogwarts ghosts, who would it be? The Fat Friar, Moaning Myrtle, Nearly Headless Nick, or Helena Ravenclaw?
Probably Moaning Myrtle.
I said that too because I feel kind of sad for her.
Yeah.
Which book did you enjoy reading the most? The Goblet of Fire, The Sorcerer's Stone, The Order of the Phoenix, or The Deathly Hallows?
The Goblet of Fire. It got me.
Me too.
It got me hooked.
Me too. Which wizarding school would you go to? Beauxbatons, Hogwarts, Castle or Bruxo? Castle or Bruxo or Durmstrang?
I'm going to go with Hogwarts. That's the one to go to.
Which house would you be sorted into? I don't need to read that to you. You know.
Ravenclaw. Yeah, Ravenclaw.
What color banners would you hang in your room? Purple, blue, yellow, green, brown, magenta, orange, red?
Purple.
What is your zodiac sign?
I am a Libra. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Which subject would you excel in? All of them? Defense against the dark arts, herbology, or potions?
I'm going to go with potions.
Okay, interesting. Who is your favorite Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher? Gilderoy Lockhart, Remus Lupin, Mad-Eye Moody, Severus Snape. I feel like that's so obvious.
Yeah, Lupin.
Yeah, like obviously. All those others.
Come on.
Which of these potions would you make? Armortentia, Draught of Peace, Felix Felicius, or the Polyjuice Potion?
Felix Felicius. Yes. I feel like that's becoming very, very handy.
It would, yeah, very much. Who's your favorite member of the Order of the Phoenix? Dumbledore, Sirius Black, Arthur Weasley, or Severus Snape?
I actually really love Arthur Weasley.
I do too.
I really do.
I do too. What would your Patronus be? Otter, stag, dog, or snake?
Probably a dog.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the real hero in the series? Hermione, Dobby, Neville, or Snape?
Dobby.
Dobby. Oh.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. How would you spend your weekends? Reading a good book, hanging out with friends in Hogsmeade, playing Quidditch, or drinking at the Three Broomsticks?
I'll go with hanging out with friends, although you'll probably be drinking.
Probably. No offense. Me too. What would the Boggart turn into if you came face to face with one? A failing grade, a dementor, a spider, my corpse.
A dementor? Because That's what I screamed the loudest, that and the spider and the ride.
It's true. You did.
Those were not okay. Not okay.
Yes. If you could own any of these fictional objects, which would it be? A Deluminator, the Invisibility Cloak, the Marauder's Map, or the Elder Wand?
The Invisibility Cloak.
Okay. What is your favorite magical creature? Phoenix, Hippogriff, Dragon, or Basilisk?
Hippogriff? Those were cute.
They were, but you better pay your respects.
Exactly. It's kind of better because you earned that. You've accomplished something.
Right. If you were to make a Horcrux, what would it be? My favorite book, my glasses, a childhood toy, or a piece of jewelry?
My favorite book.
Yeah. Yep. This one's interesting. Who would you take to the Yule Ball? Cedric Diggory, Ginny Weasley, Hermione Granger? I wouldn't go to the ball.
Good question. I know it wouldn't be Ginny. Sorry, it wouldn't be Ginny.
That's okay. Got to go with your heart.
Right. I'd probably go with Cedric.
Okay. Cedric. Would you prefer to be a muggle or full-blooded? Muggle, half-blooded, it doesn't matter, full-blooded.
Half-blooded. I want it all.
Which spell would you use on a regular basis? Finite Incantatum, Expelliarmus, Stupefy, or Flippendo, Accio, Avada Kedavra, Alohomora, or Lashio?
Probably
if you say
Accio.
Avada Kedavra. I'm going to get out of it. I'm going to leave now.
Accio. I don't want to kill anybody too soon.
Which of these stores would you visit if they were real? Flourish and Blotts, Honey Dukes, Weasley's Wizarding Wheezes, Borgin and Burks.
Flourish and Blotts.
I said Weasley's Wizarding Wheezes. The best words that describe you are clever and confident, strong and impulsive, brave and loyal, determined and charming.
Brave and loyal. I'm not really brave, but I probably lean more that way.
And lastly, I think I know the answer to this one. What kind of pet would you own? A cat, an owl, a dog, or a snake?
Oh, yeah, a dog.
All right. You got Ron Weasley. Oh, brave, loyal, and funny is what comes to mind when thinking about you. It's very easy for you to get jealous, and you are very good at keeping your emotions to yourself. Your fun-loving nature and sarcasm are always appreciated. You often struggle with self-doubt, but when it is time for you to act, there is no one that people would rather have by their side.
Aww, that's true. Is it also because of... Oh, I didn't say Hermione, did I, when I said taking toe the ball?
What?
I was thinking I said Hermione, but I actually said Cedric. And I was like, is that the reason?
I said Hermione.
And you are Harry Potter, right?
I got Harry Potter.
Of course you are.
Yeah. I still don't know what to think of. I usually get my crushes when I take these quizzes. I don't know. Well, on that note, that has been the first edition of our quizzes. We have another edition coming in which I will try to walk Samantha through some Star Wars terminology and a Star Wars quiz. Please send us your results, what you got, what you thought we would get, if there are any quizzes you want us to take. And you can send those to our email at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Instagram at @stuffmomnevertoldyou and on Twitter at @momstuffpodcast. Thanks as always to our super producers, Andrew Howard and JJ Posway. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.